Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. This is the last part of that ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the thing which profits people, which benefits people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish it and it remains on the earth. And thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forth learning lessons, parables for people, so that they understand. Now, mayyan from nas yamkuthu fil ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the one or the thing that benefits people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish it in the earth. Now, if you look at today, what has happened to the Muslims? I always don't like to make generalizations, because generalizations by definition are not accurate. They are too general. But for us to understand something, generalizations are required. Now, if you take Muslims as a community, let me give you a couple of thoughts. 66% of star names, the names of stars, constellations, so on, are Arabic. 66% Arabic, number one. Number two, the numerals we use in math are Arabic. Algebra is Arabic. The contribution of Muslims to navigation, to mapping the skies, to naming stars and constellations, to direction finding, the astrolabes, and all kinds of things which we like to talk about and show off as the contribution of Muslims. All of these, alhamdulillah, are established in the world. With one problem, and that problem is, all of these are at least 300 years old. Now, if you take, on the other hand, on the one hand, you have all this. On the other hand, if you take the Nobel Prizes that have been won from 1900 to 2010, 110 years, 25% of those Nobel Prizes went to Jewish people, 25%. And guess how many went to Muslims? 2.5. Because the third one is shared by two people. So it's two, and the third one is a shared prize. Now ask yourself, what is this telling you? How many Jews are there in the world? 15 million. How many Muslims? 1,000 times that. 1.5 billion. Now the thing is that there are other people, other races, other groups of people who have not contributed anything to the world. So no quarrel with them. They never did anything. But this community, these people, the Muslims of the world, they contributed so much, so hugely. So what happened to them in the last 200 years? I think this is something which we need to think, and that's the reason I mentioned this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one that continues to benefit, the one that benefits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it on the earth. And this is the difference between the Muslims, generally speaking, and within quotes, the others, and by others I don't mean everybody, but I mean those who are not Muslim but who are benefiting people, benefiting mankind. Let me give you a couple more examples. If I mention to you two names which all of us are more than familiar with, Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett, what is the first thought that comes into your mind? Maybe the first thought which comes into your mind is wealth. Here are two people who are humongously wealthy. But what else comes into mind when you talk about Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett? What comes into your mind is simplicity. What comes into your mind is lack of pomp and splendor and showing off. And more and most importantly, what comes into your mind is a level of charity that is probably number one in the world. Donating billions of $32 or $38 billion in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Warren Buffett donated match that amount and did not even put his name into that foundation. Dedicated to working with people with AIDS, dedicated to working with children's education, and so on and so forth. So the thought that comes into your mind is, here are two people who are, or two, three people who are enormously wealthy, and what are they distinguished for? For charity, for trying to do things for other people. Take the other, more later, the couple, the Facebook couple, right? Again, what comes into your mind when you talk about those two people? The same thing, charity. Giving away and doing and donating charity. Now, I'm not saying Muslims are not charitable. Of course, they are charitable at a general level when we're talking about zakat, sadaqat and so on. Probably as a community, we are more charitable than others. But if you're looking at people, individuals in the Muslim world who are very wealthy, what is the first thought that comes to your mind? Ostentation, a vulgar display of wealth, consumerism, pushed to the ultimate extent. These are the things that come to mind. Now, that is the problem, because we seem to have become a community that takes, not a community which gives. Many times questions are asked to the Muftis. Is it permissible to donate organs in Islam? Right? Nobody, to the best of my knowledge, has asked this question. Is it permissible to take organ donations? Right? So, you want to take an organ, that's fine. To donate an organ, you got a problem. You got a doubt. So, very importantly for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very clearly, the one who benefits, Allah will establish that person on the earth. Rasulullah hadith also, he said, the best of you is the one who benefits the people the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people and you have been extracted, established for the benefit of people. So this is the thing that I want to say to you and remind myself is, let us look to see how are we benefiting others. We have become people who take and who do not give. We have to change that. We were people who gave and gave and gave and gave. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us in the world for the time that He did. And this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also removed us from the leadership of the world, because we changed that. We became people who were grabbing and who became people who, by and large, who were focused on taking far more than on giving. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and become people who give and not just people who take. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.